Public service employees who opt out of unions don't have to pay dues. The U.S. Supreme Court split decision Wednesday dealt a blow to public sector unions, particularly in Alaska. The state has one of the highest rates of unionization in the country. KTOO's Jacob Resnick examines the ruling's impact on the state.
The court ruled 5-4 that employees of state and local governments who opt out of union membership won't have to pay any dues. It was the result of a challenge by a guy named Mark Janis, a state employee in Illinois who argued he shouldn't have to contribute to a union he didn't agree with. To force him otherwise, he argued, violated his First Amendment rights.
It's a great day for Alaska and a great day for public employees.
Jeremy Price is director of the Alaska chapter of Americans for Prosperity, an activist group founded and funded by the conservative billionaire Koch brothers.
For the first time in decades, the Supreme Court recognized the First Amendment rights of public employees.
The ruling affects state and local government workers covered by collective bargaining agreements. That's about 10% of Alaska's workforce. Before the ruling, many state and local workers had union contributions automatically deducted from their paychecks. Not anymore. Now they won't have to pay anything, but they'll still have the same rights and benefits of those who do.
It's like asking a car insurance company to pay for your damages while you're not paying premiums.
Abel Bolito heads the union that represents about 1,200 faculty within the University of Alaska system. About 20% of eligible faculty aren't union members. But he says his union will step up its game to respond to the Supreme Court ruling.
It's politically motivated. It's very unfortunate. But I believe that we as a union will be stronger because the members will realize how important we are. And the union leadership will no longer take membership for granted.
The state's largest public sector union, ASEA, had been bracing for this change for about 2 years, said Executive Director Jake Metcalf.
I don't buy that it's doom and gloom. In fact, I say bring it on.
He said the union has been making its case directly to state workers that it's in their best interest to join the union.
They're not going to be better off by opting out. In fact, they're going to lose out on their ability to participate in that negotiation process and have their opinion be heard.
The ruling could affect Alaska's economy. Dan Robinson, research chief of the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development, said the short-term effects are unclear.
One of the things we'll watch for, though, is what happens to wages. For example, less collective bargaining tends to mean lower wages. But that's one of the data elements we'll watch.
On the political side, Governor Bill Walker released a statement hours after the ruling expressing his disappointment with the conservative majority's decision. But he said he's confident that public employee unions will remain the backbone of Alaska. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.